Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails and play your voicemails and read your reviews if we have some. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Guys, I want to start off by saying thank you so much for our live seance. We totaled almost $200, I think.
Yeah.
And I say let's donate it all to charity. We don't need any of that. We can donate it to the Jane's Foundation or whatever it was called.
Jane's Due Process, I believe.
Jane's Due Process. And then we will post the donation screenshot so that you know we are not full of shit.
We're lying.
and just pocketing it to pay for my dog's daycare, although I would like that too. All right. Do we have any new reviews?
We sure do.
Wow.
This is from Phil Ildelphia Phil. Hello, my favorite ladies. It's your biggest fan, Phil, here.
Aww.
I can't tell you enough how much I love and enjoy Web Crawlers. It's literally my all-time favorite podcast. I listen to you awesome people every day of my life since I'm so far behind. I just found out about 2 weeks ago now, and I haven't stopped listening to you girls since. All day at work and on the weekends, too. I love, love, love every topic you talk about. You all keep me so involved. I can't wait to hear what Maria will say next. Bipedal butthole. Ha ha ha. Never ever stop doing this, please. I'd be lost without you girls. Melissa, Allie, and Maria, all bring it in this podcast. Your avid listener, Phil.
I forgot you used to do that, Maria. I used to do robot voice naughty words.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah, you used to go butthole.
Butthole.
That's right.
Butthole.
Bipedal.
Bipedal. Those were the days. Maria, you'll like this one. 5-star. This is from Seglio. 5 stars. The best podcast. Craig rules.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell nice. Yeah, he does.
This is from Cameron Dallas 123. Sexiest podcast award. No other podcast matters. If it ain't Allie, Melissa, and Maria, I don't want it. Every time I listen, I feel like I'm rolling with the homies. Wish there was 2 episodes a day. Especially if you have a Bigfoot fetish. I love to la 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 and boy oy oing while listening. Love you, ladies.
I'll read this one because I want to address this because it's been addressed to me. This is from Tenerese. Every other sentence. I love this pod, but Allie says every other sentence, and it's kind of distracting and hard to listen to. Notice it in the Salem Witch Trials episode. Regardless, love the pod.
5 stars still.
Still five stars. This has been brought to my attention by Melissa and Maria. Melissa edits the podcast, and Maria and Melissa love very kindly told me, hey, Allie, we're editing out up to 100 us per episode.
It's a lot.
And It's a lot.
And it's through no fault of your own. It's not.
I don't do it on purpose. No, I also don't do it in regular conversation. It's something about being in front of a microphone and you're reading your script and sometimes you lose your place or you go off track or you want to add something. And then you say, I'm working on it.
You've been doing like swimmingly, like it's crazy.
I don't have to edit out any more uhs or ums. It's great.
I just want you to know, listeners, I acknowledge it. I hear you. I see you. I validate you. And I'm trying not to say or I think I've replaced it with another word. I'm not sure what the word is.
I don't know.
When you record that LuLaRoe episode, I noticed I said there was a word that I said a lot of times, and I think I was saying it instead of or But
oh, can't wait to figure that one out.
Yep. Yep. All right. Melissa, do you want to read the one before that? I skipped it.
Yes. This is from insert reviewer's name here. Mysterious topics, hilarious hosts. I might be the only person on the planet who didn't have an Apple account, but I signed up for one just to review this podcast.
Oh my God.
It is the best. Unsolved mysteries, crazy crime capers, paranormal stuff. Yes, please. But what makes the podcast a gem are the interactions between Melissa, Allie, and Maria and the sharp left turns they take from the subject they're discussing to adjacent sideshows. I listen during my walks along the ocean. And people typically look at me with suspicion because of the ridiculous grin this podcast puts on my face. Shut up, Michael. How lovely.
That's so romantic
nice
of you.
Ocean walk.
Yeah, here's one from Lex W. Proud to be a bimbo. I cannot say enough good things about this pod. It's the perfect blend of mystery, true crime, spooky stories, and delightfully absurd observations. I can get my creepy fix while also feeling like I hung out laughing with my besties for a bit. Allie, Melissa, and producer Maria are basically my all-time favorite parasocial relationship. Uh-oh. Take that, Caroline Calloway. And I encourage anyone considering giving them a listen to join the club. La, la, la.
How nice.
That's nice. Thank you, guys. Those are wonderful.
Should we get into these voicemails?
Yeah, we have like, what, 70?
Okay. Here's the first one.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Emily from Kentucky. I called. It's been a while, but my phone cut off and Maria asked the person with the 606 number to call back. That was me. So I'm calling back like 2 months later. Thanks, ADD. Anyway, so I'm so happy someone else has had a ghost dog experience. Shout out to Laura from Louisiana. That is awesome. I actually had another ghost dog experience over 4th of July weekend. If you hear a caller in the background, that is my friend's dog I'm babysitting. He is not a ghost dog. He is very much alive. So I was at my mom's house. It was just me alone in my bedroom. And my ghost dog's a little different. You don't actually see her, but you hear her. She makes noises. You can hear her collar. I've heard her bark before, but this time I heard panting. And she was a husky mix and did not like the hot weather. And when it was hot outside, she used to come lay in my room, like right by the air vent or on the air vent, which is in the floor. Aww. So I thought that was kind of cute. At first I thought it was one of her dogs and I looked to see where they were and they were on the complete other side of the house. So, my ghost dog's name is Bingo and she's still haunting the house. But the original story I called in with back in, I think, like May or June, I don't even remember, is pretty wild. And it sounds like that I'm making this up, and I'm not. And I'm going to have to post some pictures so you guys can get a clear idea of the setup. So when I was in college, the University of Kentucky, and I believe it was fall 2011, was my last semester of college. I was what I like to call a super senior because it took me over 4 years to get out of college, but they did that to you on purpose.
Yes, so, Van Wilder.
One of my friends came by my on-campus job, and she, yes, she knew I was a weirdo because she's one too. Shout out to Katie. I hope you're doing okay. She said, "You hear about the foot stabbing?" I'm like, "No, what are you talking about?" And she goes, "Yeah, someone was stabbed at the library." I'm like, no. So I asked a few other people about it, and my university was attacked, or was plagued, I should say, with a foot stabber. Someone was going around the major library on campus, the William T. Young Library, which is massive, gorgeous library.
And there's a part two.
Hey guys, it's Emily. I got cut off with my crazy rambling voicemail. So anyway, the foot stabber hit several times in the fall of 2011. I think it was like two or three times. And then again in the spring of 2012, I was already gone then, so I missed the excitement. But my husband was actually still in school at the time, and he remembered it. But the foot stabber would crawl under these big, long tables. I'll see if I can find a picture of them because it doesn't make sense.
Oh my God.
The way I'm describing it. You definitely need a photo. So we had these big, long tables in the library where like 100 people could sit, and they were open so you could, you know, crawl underneath them. So the foot stabber would crawl underneath these tables. He would stab girls in sandals, like exclusive.
Oh my God.
And it was really scary and weird and just like creepy as fuck that this was happening. And no one wore sandals to the library for like years, probably.
Oh my God.
It has not happened since 2012. They never caught the person. And I think it's probably because there were so many people in one area. The eyewitness accounts were very inaccurate. No one really could give a single description. They were all different. So I guess if you want to stab some feet, do it in a college library that's crowded. So that's the foot stabber story. It's kind of an infamous story at the University of Kentucky. If you look up UK foot stabber or University of Kentucky foot stabber, will show up. Kids still talk about it today. Next time I go out and I see a college kid, I'm going to strike up a conversation and ask them if they've heard about it. Yeah, it was really scary, just creepy and weird. But I also wanted to say hi to Krista, who's moving from New Jersey to Eastern Kentucky. Girl, that is a hell of a move. Like, I can't even imagine doing that. I don't live in Eastern Kentucky, but I live like by an hour or two away. So you should get on the Discord and hit me up. That would be awesome. And also, if you're in Eastern Kentucky, you'll have to go to the Red River Gorge. It's really fun. I mentioned it in a voicemail before. All kinds of weird shit happens there. And shout out to the goblins from Hillier. Bye.
Wow, the Kentucky foot stabber.
That's so scary, but also a great reason to never wear sandals.
Yeah. That's horrifying. Terrifying. Yeah. And like they never caught him. So did they like they stab him and then just like run off, I guess, and you couldn't
that
really
makes
see
no sense. But it's hard to run off when you're under a table. It makes no sense.
Maybe they're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Next message.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. I live in São Paulo, Brazil, and if you guys love pizza, you have to come to São Paulo and try pizza.
So pizza from San Pablo.
Custom pizza here, which is not what is like pepperoni, but without cheese. It's how they usually eat here, but you have to eat with cheese, mozzarella. And the pizza is very famous here. So we have an Italian neighborhood right beside my house, and they have like bakers with cannolis. Anyway, it's really good. Another thing, my alma mater is Unicampi, State University of Campinas, and there's like a crazy rumor that they have underground labs and that they have like an ET under there.
ET.
So I think that there is an episode from, and that's why we drink, where they cover this. So like, it's really crazy. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
at her alma mater, there's right. rumors that there's an underground bunker or some right. testing facility where there's an extraterrestrial and people have seen UFOs or something, is what I gathered.
Yeah. Where did she say she was from?
San Paulo, Brazil?
Was it Brazil?
Oh, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Oh.
Because I look, is pizza in Brazil better than Italy? Eating the best pizza. I mean, maybe it's, we need to take a trip, a web crawler's trip Brazilian to test out some pizza.
I mean, it seems like we do.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get our pizza on.
Okay, next message.
Hey, this is Tammy. I'm the one who started the whole voicemail chain about the Yellow Deli and the 12 Tribes.
Oh, hey.
And I don't know about the deli because they haven't opened that in Hyannis, but the Common Ground, like you guys talked about the food on the show, and it is good. It's just also that a cult makes it.
Sure.
And I know about cults because I grew up in the Jehovah's Witness religion, which is actually mostly a cult. So, but I really would love you guys to do an episode of that, especially since there's so many people calling in who have had experience or heard about this place and this cult.
We did it.
So,
we did it.
That'd be awesome. La, la, la.
Yeah, we did the episode.
We sure did.
Did and done, baby.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. This is Laura again. And I've told this story before to another podcast, but they never talked about it. But I figured I'd tell you because it is very interesting. Okay. Back in 2012, there was a girl named Mickey Shunick who went missing. She was riding her bike early in the morning. She was like 21 or 22, I think. She was riding her bike and someone in a truck hit her.
Oh, no.
Stole her bike and kidnapped her. She was never seen again. And I remember it was such a big deal because, her face was like everywhere. Like, have you seen her? It was a big case because so many people thought that she was alive somewhere. Sadly, she was murdered. And the guy's name is, hang on, I don't know. I don't remember the bastard's name. He doesn't deserve to be remembered. Mickey deserves to be remembered, not him. But his name is Brandon Laverne. But basically, he hit her and kidnapped her and stole her bike, dumped her bike, I think, in the Whiskey Bay.
My God.
I think that's where it was dumped. And some fishermen found the bike. And that's how they knew that she didn't run away. Something bad happened to her. She was missing for months. And I was in Brobridge at my aunt's house, which is kind of close to Lafayette. And we were watching the news. And we saw that Mickey Shunick's killer was caught. And as soon as his picture, his mugshot came up on the screen, my aunt, her face went white. She covered her mouth and she like looked like she was about to throw up.
Oh no.
She told us he was there the same night at, he was at the emergency room where she worked, the same night that Mickey went missing, and he had like stab wounds. On him, and he had told her this sob story about how he was a veteran and that he got mugged. My aunt said, oh, thank you so much for your service, and had like conversation with him. But it turns out that the stab wounds were actually defensive wounds from Mickey trying to fight back.
Oh my god.
So
Jesus.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Laura again. Part two, because thanks, voicemail. I wasn't done talking. That was extremely rude of you to cut me off like that. Anyway, so that's like really insane. And she was, my aunt was so upset because she's like, that was the exact same night and he had stab wounds and I believed him when he said that he was mugged. And it was just insane. Just to know that the wounds that you're patching up on somebody who you didn't know was a murderer came from his victim. Like, even you just didn't know about honestly, I would probably never go back to work ever again after learning that. But
scary.
That was one of the like biggest cases that got me into true crime because it was just so insane to me. I was 14 at the time. So yeah, that's all I had to say. Love you guys. Mwah, 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 la la la, and a honk, a honk, a honk. Okay. All right. Bye bye.
A honk.
Wow. What a sad, crazy story.
That's insane.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. Sorry about calling and then immediately hanging up. I got really nervous when I heard the beep.
Oh my God,
you guys are just so cool. I really love the podcast. I'm probably eventually going to call in about some really freaky sleep paralysis
episodes I had.
Possible alien abductions. They get really weird. I don't have my thoughts gathered right now. I'm very anxious.
Is that a clock ticking?
It sounds like one of those metronome things.
I'm from West Michigan. Shout out to Melissa.
Shout out, Michigan.
And then my sister actually lives in Thousand Oaks, California.
Oh, hey.
Which, like, I travel to all the time and, like, low-key.
Oh, my God, let's hang out.
Not, like, in a creepy way. That sounds really bad. And then I guess for just, like, a Maria-related fact, my mom and her 7 sisters are all named Maria.
What?
Actually.
Wait, what?
Because
what?
I guess it's some sort of tradition down in Mexico where my mom is from, at least back then in like the 60s, to name all of your daughters after the Virgin Mary.
Whoa.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting. They're all named Maria. Wow. So
that's
really
incredibly
confusing,
interesting.
So they all just go by their middle name. which I guess might be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually the most interesting thing I've ever heard, to be honest.
Some other time and talk to you guys about my freaky alien sleep paralysis things.
Can't wait.
They're really scary. All right. Well, you guys have a good one. This is uncomfortable.
Still good.
I think that's my favorite, my new favorite listener.
That's hilarious.
What was the name? Did he say his name?
I don't think he said his name.
Oh my God, say your name next time. I love you.
Okay, next message.
This message is for the web crawlers. I need just help pronouncing something, and I think, Miss Allison, I think you can help me pronounce this, because you're into kind of this stuff from what I've heard in the podcast. And I wanted to know, is it pronounced Hecate or Hecate? Because, like, I say it like how I would say avocado, aguacate. So is it Hecate
Hecate. It's a Greek myth thing, and it's a witchy thing, and I figured you might know. So if you could clear that up, that would be great. And or did I just like pronounce it completely wrong? I've only ever read it, and I heard a British person like say it, and I'm like, is that how you're supposed to say it, or is it just because they're being British? So if you could help me out, and have a nice day, guys. Bye.
She's saying Tecate?
No. It's a goddess. It's like a witchy goddess who you might like worship or pray to. And no joke, I literally the other day was wondering the same thing because in my head, I was calling her Hecate. And then I looked at the spelling and I realized that
Hecate.
That's not. Okay, so
it's spelled Hecate.
Hecate. Yeah. Do you want to play this YouTube? How was I an IT technician? I don't know how to do anything.
Hecate.
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 Hecate. Hecate.
There you go. I'm actually glad we talked about that because I have literally been wondering it.
Well, there you go. Hecate.
Because I was actually, I'll tell you why. I was looking at Mother Maiden Crone necklaces or rings on Etsy.
Ooh. Fancy.
Oh, speaking of rings, I want to shout out the Ring Crush girls.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa very rudely has never given us the presents that you sent to us. But
I'll give them to you eventually.
Sure. Without me even realizing, I bought a bunch of stuff from your store. I was looking at crystal rings because I wanted to have a fluorite ring and a citrine ring. I looked it up on Etsy. Your shop had the best reviews. I bought a bunch of rings and then I opened the package and I was like, oh my God, these are the Ring Crush girls because you wrote me a very nice note and you also sent me a very beautiful necklace that I have been wearing. Unfortunately, I just took it off because I bought a second necklace, a Dolly Parton necklace, and I've been wearing it. And the Dolly Parton necklace left a green mark on my neck.
Oh, no.
Whoa. So I took off both the necklaces, and I'm going to give my neck a thorough cleaning. But thank you so much. I love your merchandise so much. It is so beautiful.
Yeah, they have great stuff.
It is
the Dolly Parton necklace was not from Ring Crush, correct?
No, yes. Thank you for clarifying. The Dolly Parton necklace was not from Ring Crush. It was from another store that I don't know the name of. And I love the necklace. It's just clearly not one of those things I can wear when I shower or bathe or, you know, I should take it off sometimes. I usually wear all my jewelry nonstop. But thank you so much. I am a huge fan of you guys. And I highly suggest if you want any crystal rings or jewelry, check out the Ring Crush store on Etsy. Not an ad, not a sponsored post.
Okay, next message.
Hi, web crawlers. I am calling pretty late at night, so I might regret this. But I was listening to your episode about scams, and I just have something that I need to talk about because it really pisses me off. And I think it's a scam, but let me know what you guys think. So I work in the t-shirt business. I make t-shirts, like graphic t-shirts. And there are these companies that I keep on seeing on Instagram, like Fresh Clean Tees, names like that. And they sell these t-shirts, like packages of t-shirts, like, I don't know, like three t-shirts for like $40. And it's like a subscription, okay? All they do is that they buy bulk next level t-shirts and they cut the tags off and then they print their logo as a tag. These t-shirts cost them $2, $3, and they sell them a pack of three for like $40. And you'll see these ads on Instagram. I'm sure people have seen them. Where they'll say, they're usually men's t-shirts. They'll say, my guy, you know, he used to have man boobies, and then he bought these t-shirts, and he looks so good. It's a fucking scam. Don't fall for it. Wow. So that's my cup of tea. That's all I have to say about that. Talk to you later.
That sounds illegal. Like, that's like if I made something and then someone just cut off the tag, put their own tag on, and then sold it. That doesn't sound legal.
That's a scam right there.
I'm pissed.
I'm pissed.
Hi, web callers. I just called about the t-shirt scammers. And I'm calling back because I feel like I was very vague about some things and I need to get the point across.
All right.
They buy t-shirts say that they make them.
Yeah.
But they buy them for like $2-3.
Yes.
They cut the tax off and then they print their own logo. Yeah,
same voicemail, but I like it.
They made them and then they sell them.
We follow, yes.
Like I said, like 3 or 4 t-shirts for like $40.
You can't believe
it. Like, I just think that's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I need to get the word out. Do not buy subscription t-shirts.
Don't do it.
They will not make your man boobies go away.
No.
They're just taking your money.
Yes.
And spending very little to make. Uh-huh. All right? With that being said, I'm done calling you.
Oh no,
that
might have just kicked the other guy out of the running as my favorite listener of the day.
Wait, we have another voicemail from this
from her.
Hi, Webcrawlers, it's me, the girl who talks about the t-shirt scammers. I'm calling again when I said I wasn't gonna call again. I just didn't feel right about the last message where I made it seem like having man boobies was a bad thing.
Okay.
So please don't ever let someone advertise something to you by making you feel bad about your body.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Yes.
For real this time. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Thank you for your public service.
Yeah, because actually, to be honest, probably some narc would call in and be like, you guys are body shaming people on the podcast, and some narc dork.
Saying she said, like, she was pretty vague in the first one, and then just saying she wasn't vague at all in the first one. So the second one is just the same information.
I know, I think she was even doing that on purpose. I think it was I think she's the funniest comedian I've ever experienced.
That's a funny bit.
That was great.
That was a good bit.
That was a great bit.
It was great. Thank you.
Okay, on to the next.
Hello. This here message.
Oh, nice.
Web crawlers.
Hey, Jeff.
This here's Jeff. Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Oh. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Anyway, I done left a message a little while ago about my premonition dream.
Yes.
And y'all were like, I don't know. I guess it is. I don't know. Like, but someone tells you that McDonald's sells a birthday cake and Maria unleashes the web crawler satellite into space. Melissa's got 14 screens open, finding out which ones in California's got birthday cakes. Allie's on the phone interviewing the people that invented cakes and birthdays. I used to think I was a priority.
You are a priority.
I'm just teasing. I love y'all. All right, then. Bye.
I don't remember what his call was.
I don't remember what his call was either.
It sounds like
probably
like,
even
that's weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Moving on. Interesting.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers.
Uh-oh.
What up, babe? It's your girl.
Hey.
I did not call to talk about pizza, but I feel like we should just get this out of the way. I have so many strong opinions about pizza. I agree that it's like air. Like, you can just eat a whole one and be ready for another one in like a minute. But I honestly could go on about this for days. But I need to put you onto something that my boyfriend did for me in college. Like, he was like, I'm going to make you breakfast. I'm going to make you a pizza omelet. And I was like, what the fuck?
Ooh.
And let me tell you, you chop up the pizza and you like scramble an egg and like mix it together and put it in a pan. And it's like,
if you're a pizza aficionado,
I highly recommend. Like, please try it and tell me if you do. It's so fucking good.
Holy shit.
Anywho, I needed to tell you, I think I had a glitch in my matrix.
Glitch in my matrix.
So, like, I just recently went on vacation to Colorado, and I'm like out of breath. Everything has been so chaotic the past, like, 3 weeks. We had a power outage. We had to get a new fridge. It, like, happened while we were packing and leaving, but I still think I was quite organized. We had a jet stick, okay? We had a chapstick. We get home from vacation. I unpack all of our shit. We were like, I don't use chapstick. I vape weed and I smoke weed. So like, I don't want shit on my lips like all the time. So like, we were in Colorado. It was really dry because we were like biking and hiking and like breathing at me, I guess. My lips were so chapped. They were, like, peeling. Anyway, so me and my boyfriend were sharing the chapstick. And we get home from vacation and, like, have to go buy a new fridge. So I get in this car to go to Menards. And, like, I had already unpacked, put everything away, whatever. I find, like, from when I was driving, I left, like, suckers and the chapstick in the middle console of the car. So I get in the car, and there's the chapstick. But I opened my fanny pack that I had with me on vacation, and the fucking chapstick was in there. And I recorded it because I lost my mind. I was like, I'm having a time slip. Like, it's a Burt's Bees cucumber mint chapstick. And, like, we only have one. And I don't use chapsticks. I was like, what the fuck? Where's this going to go? And I was, like, telling it to my boyfriend. I'm like, I know you think I'm crazy, but I think we had a time slip. I think I'm glitching. Something's happening. And he was like, if you can describe the mechanics of the time slip to me, then I'll believe you. Which I cannot. You guys, I feel like it's been...
And I think there's a part two. There is a part two, yes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
This message is for the web crawlers. yes, chaos, ladies. Sorry for the part two, but as we all know, this isn't my first rodeo, but all I really called back to say was I did actually go to my first rodeo on Friday the 15th, and I was very excited about having the opportunity to say it was my first rodeo. And that would also be fun. That night, I saw a shooting star across the sky. It might have been a comet. But anyway, I really just called to tell you about the chapstick. And I don't know, freaked out. And then the night after I found the chapstick, I had a dream that I bought that chapstick in a 3-pack and found the receipt. Like, stop fucking with me. Whatever. Anyway. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just call back to give you a proper goodbye. Love you, bye.
Wow.
That, I need to take a nap. What a journey. I think we have the funniest listeners of any podcast. Yeah,
we really do. It's hours and hours of entertainment.
Yes.
We've got one voicemail left for the day.
No.
Hi, this is Amber Leah from Oregon again. My family and I were talking, and we would love for you guys to do an episode on the Kitty Cabin murders, mostly because, like, my family has really close ties to Kitty itself. I have some distant family that owns Kitty still to this day, and, you know, it would just be a really cool show to cover. There's so much there's not the murders themselves, but, like, there's, you know, corruption with the police department. There's, you know, all these rumors. One of the victims was kidnapped, and then her remains were found, like, 4 years later. It's just, like, it's such a trippy case. And there's a couple movies, like, loosely based on it. I know Cabin 28 was, like, based on it, but they got a lot, like, that they switched, you know, just to be cinematic or whatever. But also, like, the movie Strangers is kind of loosely based on the murderers.
Oh.
Yeah, we just really want you to cover them, so it would be awesome.
Okay.
I love your show, and because I don't want to be overwhelming, even though they want me to, this is week one of asking you guys to cover the Kitty Cabin murders. So, I'll call in and ask again until you guys do it.
Wow, okay.
And each week, right. I will give you a little tidbit of information on the murders themselves. So, this week, the tidbit is, oh gosh, I just had a brain fart. Tina is her name. Tina Sharp. They thought that she may have been the crime victim, and the target. Her school teacher had a huge crush on her, and it was found out later that he was kind of a pervert. So, uh-oh. There's your little tidbit of info for this week. Have a great week. Bye.
Ooh. I added the Kitty murders to a list of topics to cover. I wonder if, I could do it the next episode, or we wait for all her little tidbits to come in,
or we could just interview her.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Very we good. Just wait. We just wait. We wait forever.
Now you're thinking.
Now we're thinking.
The Keddy murders. I'd never heard of them. A quadruple homicide from 1981 in Keddy, California, at the rural resort town in Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, her family like owns part of the town, or like owned a hotel or something there.
Yeah, we should do it and interview her. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So when you're listening to this, please email us so we can get in contact with you and either get your information or just interview you if you're interested.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think that's Murder, She Wrote. Please continue to call in. And thank you guys for just being so funny. And we're so lucky to just have listeners who remind us so much of ourselves. You really, really crack us up. And we love, well, I don't love the Discord because every time I talk in the Discord, immediately everyone stops talking. But, but I do love interacting with you guys otherwise. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.